some of the breaking news at Infowars.com. Video, WEF's Klaus Schwab hails the Great Reset progress for the G20 and the world government. Exclusive video, MTG says many of the midterm elections were stolen. Spread that. FTX slush fund bankrolled fake studies to hide COVID therapies causing mass death. Only way those stories get out is you. You get them out, we win. You don't, we lose. Presley and then Jeremy, last callers. Presley in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Yeah, how come they can live count American Idol votes and know the results by the end of the show? We still got elections going on.
Well, that's the new system where they make the Republican machines fail, hoard their ballots, and then take control of them, and then steal the election.
I would just love to see politics without the Hegelian dialectic and decentralized elections.
Well, I mean, all these other countries have paper ballots at the precinct level. They count them up there. They compile the number. Everybody sees it. But absolutely, whether it's the PCR test not working or FTX being a fraud or the machines, it's all a fraud. We know they're criminals. They're scammers.
Yeah. Remember when Iraqis first were able to vote after Saddam got out? They dipped their little finger in the ink, over and done with. It was that simple.
But now we're told it's normal to not know for weeks who really won.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, not normal is the new normal. It doesn't matter how you slice it or what you're dealing with. That's how it is. God bless you, man.
Well, hold on, Presley. Where do you see all this going?
To the bottom of a trash pit. And I hope we can rise above the ashes like the Phoenix, man. People need to wake up. If we don't get decentralized elections, we've got to stop putting people into office that want to be in office, in my opinion.
That's right. The theft goes on election day, but that's secondary to Google and big tech gaming everything. The censorship's key. Thank you. Great points. Jeremy in Mississippi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Jones? My bad. I've been watching you since I was 12 years old, man, and I just want to thank you for everything you've done for not just me, but the whole world. And my subject I want to touch on is just this COVID insanity, man. Everybody on my family, on my dad's side, got this shot. All their cancer came back up and everything. And me and my mom were watching you. And you were exposing when that file came on back in 2020 about all the symptoms of myocarditis, everybody going infertile and blood clots, everything. And we were telling everybody, and we got shamed. We got called murderers and everything. And if it wasn't for you, my mom wouldn't be here because she would have gotten that shot. She has all these underlying conditions and stuff. And if it wasn't for you, man, you would have, you've done a lot for me. I bought your book, an autographed copy. I got it sealed up. I haven't even read it. I'm just too scared to even touch it.
Well, brother, I did this for myself and my family and yours as well. We're in this together, brother, but you're absolutely right. We were the first to expose the poison shots. We've been totally vindicated, and that's why we're under attack, because they know we're going to expose the next big story and the next big story. I'm just asking listeners to get the free story and share it. FTX slush fund bankrolled fake studies tied COVID therapeutics causing mass death. I mean, these people are sick, evil, wicked monsters.
Yes, sir, they are, and I'm so glad that I'm part of my youth, that I can spread it to my generation.
What is the rest of your family saying now they took the shots and had problems?
Oh, they're always sick or this and that. There's only probably my uncle, Roger, my dad, my mom, and me that haven't gotten the shot. Everybody else is having outrageous periods, dead, cancer, anything else.
Are they still defending it even when it's admitted it doesn't protect them and makes them sick?
Yeah, they're still probably getting it. I don't know. I'm too scared of the shedding at this point, honestly.
Well, it's very sad, brother. They're under deception. Well, you should pray for them. Thank you so much for the call. And thank you for being a listener. And thank you for supporting the broadcast. And thank you for getting a signed copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, which has kept us on air. We wouldn't be on air right now for those of you that got the collectible coins at 1776coin.com. For those of you who got the signed copies of The Great Reset and the War for the World at InfoWarsTour.com. We're going to play that special little clip from more than 12 years ago dealing with some of their brainwashing, and our special guest takes over.
ballots. Why is this taking so long? Why is this taking so long? In France, they can count all the paper ballots and they're done in a day. Why can't we do this here? The answer is fraud and corruption. If we don't fix the system, it doesn't matter whether the Republican nominee is Donald Trump or Governor DeSanctimonious. They're going to deny us Michigan. They're going to deny us Pennsylvania. They're going to deny us Arizona. And I can't come to 270 electoral votes without any of those states where I believe there is an America first majority in every single one of them. So we need to keep fighting for reform of the system. Tucker Carlson said this better last night than anything else. Communications are the reason why we didn't well. That's why InfoWars.com is so damn important. That's why they're so desperate to take you off the air, Alex. People need to get behind InfoWars. This alternative media that we work so hard to bring you is vitally important. We need more of this communications, not less.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
George Soros is over at the Davos meeting, and Soros and libs have been meeting with John McCain over there. And they say cutting off the NSA will imperil cherished New Deal. And it says, beware of libertarians bearing gifts. A new way to curb the NSA is a Trojan horse for destroying the New Deal. That's right. We need to have total lawless spying or it'll destroy the wonderful communism that's wrecking the country and the socialism that the big billionaires are exempt from. Why does Warren Buffett lobby tens of millions a year on record, paying for news shows, paying for full-page ads, lobbying Congress to raise taxes on the middle class? Because he's the biggest recipient of banker bailout money and corporate welfare in the nation, the biggest individual person. He got $45 billion in 2008 of bailout money alone. His company's $400 billion of it. Look it up. It's in McClatchy, AP, Reuters. Just type in Warren Buffett, biggest recipient of bailout. And he's the biggest person lobbying. If you make $100,000 a year, folks, he wants your money because he's a disgusting pirate. But he's liberal and hangs out with Obama, so it makes it okay. And in almost every photo op, he eats an ice cream. To go, look, I'm a harmless old man. I wonder if could you walk in a bank with a machine gun and say, put all the money in the bag or you're dead, but have an ice cream cone? And then if you were licking it, it would make it okay? I think it probably would. If the cops showed up and said, come out, you know, and they had the bullhorn, come out or we're going to fire tear gas, and you just go, ice cream cone. And just like in Raiders of the Lost Ark, the first one, when he's running through the jungle and the bad guy gets the idol and holds it up to the natives and they all bow down, you just hold up an ice cream cone or hold up a puppy or say you're liberal or call someone racist or, you know, have Obama be supposedly half black. And so it's okay. You know, he's half black, so you got to let him do whatever he wants. I'm not joking about Warren Buffett. Type in Warren Buffett into Google, click images. Most of them are him eating an ice cream cone. Hundreds of photos. In fact, it's worse than that. It's got to be thousands. I've done a whole report on it 2 years ago. Just showing thousands of the photos. Whole screenshots of just full pages of the photos of him with ice cream cones. I mean, this is a complete joke, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, if Hitler wore a pink uniform and ate ice cream cones constantly, we would all be speaking German right now. I'm serious. I'm serious, folks. That's why they act like liberals and prance around going, liberal. There's nothing liberal about them. They're savage beasts, savage, rapacious, piratical enemies.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z, hosting this Tuesday, 15th of November broadcast here in the fourth hour. And I'm really grateful to be here with you all today, honored to be on the show. It is absolutely unbelievable. And it's a move that didn't surprise anyone, but As with how it happened during the past 2 years, Australia and Canada are now being tested once again to see whether we're going to comply with new mask mandates, potentially new vaccine mandates. And I'm not even kidding. We've had multiple headlines in both countries coming out over the past week with the fear-mongering starting all over again. And these people have the nerve to call for an amnesty when they are planning on terrorizing the citizens of the world again. I'm going to take you through some headlines that are happening in our two countries right now as we speak. And then later on in the hour, I'd like to take some calls from people to see whether you are going to comply and what your thoughts are. Are they going to get away with this again? I don't know. We're already seeing people muzzled in Australia as they roll out this Amber Alert system in the state of Queensland, which is essentially a social credit system being tested on the people of Australia. It's absolutely disgusting what these people are doing to us. But I wanted to start off with one particular article from the Daily Mail in Australia. Will Australians have to go back into lockdown this Christmas as fourth COVID wave washes over the country and health zealots demand new restrictions? Hopefully the team can bring that up on the screen. But if not, you can find all of this information in my Telegram. It's Z Media with three E's. That is a constant place where this is, where we're updating on Australia, on Canada and the world. And the reason why you need to watch these two countries is exactly the same reason as last time. The most draconian measures, police trampling citizens, police shooting at citizens with rubber bullets for protesting peacefully. This happened in our two countries because we are the most compliant people. And if you don't want it to happen to you, you need to watch these two countries. But basically what they're saying now in Australia is that they're threatening Christmas lockdowns. Now, they've said that it's unlikely. Paul Kelly, who's often been seen in attendance with the World Health Organization and their treaty meetings and the World with the World Health Organization treaty or amendments to the international health regulations, which are legally binding. They overcome your country's constitution. They overpower it. And every single country, granted, has its own agreement with the WHO through the international health regulations. But basically, in Australia, these agreements are legally binding. They do supersede your country's constitution. They supersede your human rights more so than they did during the times of the state of emergency, because what we're doing now, and Australia's just committed millions of dollars to this global fund where the World Health Organization, is going to be able to put sanctions on different countries if they do not comply. Now, I've sent a clip through to the team, and hopefully they can play this clip now. This is from just today, the B20 calling on the G20 to adopt vaccine passports in line with the WHO standards, now in preparation for the next pandemic. If the team can bring that up on the screen right now.
So let's have a digital health certificate acknowledged by WHO if you have been vaccinated or tested properly, then you can move around. So for the next pandemic, instead of stopping the movement of the people 100%, which clogged the economy globally, you know, you can still provide some movement of the people. Indonesia has achieved, G20 country has agreed to have this digital certificate using WHO standard, and we will submit into the next World Health Assembly in Geneva as the revision to international health regulation. So hopefully for the next pandemic, we can still see some movement of the people, some movement of the goods, and movement of the economy.
So movement of the people, movement of the goods, movement of the economy depends on you having a vaccine passport. And of course, they are setting us up right now in Australia and Canada doing the trial run for this exact thing as we speak. The top doctor, Paul Kelly, on Christmas lockdowns, this is news.com.au, not my decision as another COVID wave looms. He's revealed the likelihood of a Christmas lockdown as the grandchildren of Omicron arrive. These people are ridiculous. What do you mean the grandchildren of Omicron? They're going to the extent of calling this a soup of variants that is hitting Australia. We've got hospital bed shortages. We've got staff shortages, doctor shortages. So much so that the Premier of New South Wales has now announced that we are going to be giving pharmacies the ability to give people public health injections. That's what he's calling them. Moving forward, giving people public health injections instead of GPs that are now backed up for weeks because of all of the people that now have injection injuries. Their immune systems are completely destroyed. They're dropping left, right, and center. The articles are daily at this point, sometimes multiple times a day, of pilots dropping. People on air, radio hosts, TV hosts dropping dead mid-air. It is unbelievable, but this is exactly what we warned about 2 years ago, and we're warning about it now again today because they want to bring vaccine mandates back. We've just ordered over 4 million doses here in Australia for more injections for the Omicron variant vaccine that was tested on 8 mice. We'll be back with more breaking news from Australia and Canada right after this break.
It's November 2022, and that means our historic biggest sale of the year is now live at InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on our best-selling products when you use promo code 1776 or 1776 at checkout. Finally, back in stock, our super high-quality, organic-based multivitamin. Back in stock, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, incredible. Back in stock, massively discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. The Vitamin C Zinc, again, organic vitamin C, 1100% with the rose hips and zinc. This is the Linus Pauling formula. You want it, InfoWarsStore.com, and the list goes on and on. DNA Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, Super Mel Vitality, Physic Magnesium, all of it from 40 to 60% off when you use promo code 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com. You're insane with all the stuff going on in this world. If you don't boost your immune system, plus it keeps us on air, a win-win.
It's a post-COVID world now. Americans have lost trust in their doctors and the healthcare system. There's a solution, The Wellness Company. I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, and I'm the chief scientific officer. And I can tell you firsthand that these verticals of uncensored content, virtual appointments, doctors on demand, prescriptions through a network of community pharmacies, in-home, in vitro diagnostics, laboratory testing, imaging, an online set of holistic products can help guide you for your usual general medical care, but also COVID-19, acute and post-COVID syndromes, vaccine injury syndromes, and the array of things that now America has to work through in this new world that we're living in. So go to onlinehealthnow.com and check out The Wellness Company for a low monthly fee. You can get started today and on a pathway to better health.
The globalists are in an absolute panic right now. They are attacking and suing and censoring and spying on and engaging in bullying and physical attacks against populist conservatives and Christians, not just in America, but worldwide. And their number one most hated enemy in the media is InfoWars, because we know the globalist number, we know their operation, we know their modus operandi, and we know how to take them down peacefully. We've got great products that fund the operation that also are incredibly powerful and the highest quality for your immune system and more. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now. Black Friday comes early. Use promo code 1776 and get up to 60% off on these best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale of the year, promo code 1776, up to 60% off. Take action now and empower your body. You know, yesterday, somewhere here in my stack, I covered the rainbow dildo butt monkey. And I saw comments and things and people thinking I made that up. I didn't read half of it. The man had a fake penis on with a fake
butt naked with a fake vagina hanging down like a turkey gobbler and fake women's breasts. I wouldn't even show it on air. And little kids came up and sat on the dildo at the library. So, you see, it's worse than what I just told you. You want me to show it to you? Our TV stations will take us off air. It's not fit for adults to see. It's only good for five-year-olds. You think they're funding that on purpose because they're playing freaking games? These people ain't playing games. They're going to kill everybody.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We're back here on the Alex Jones Show talking about the fact that they are about to try this on Australians and Canadians again, talking about mask mandates, potentially vaccine mandates. I want to go to a clip of Trudeau right now, if the team can bring that one up, where he actually talks about Canadians need to get vaccinated or who knows what might happen. It's just unbelievable how they're really getting ready for this and threatening people with the same language.
I think one of the things to remember as flu season approaches is people have got to get vaccinated. Whether it's getting the flu vaccine or getting up to date in your COVID shots. There are actually new formulations out now that are up to date to cover both Omicron and the original strain of COVID. And we encourage everyone to get those vaccinations to keep pressure off of our hospitals, of our frontline heroes who are working so hard to keep people safe, but also keep pressures off of our economy and communities. If we're able to get a high enough level of vaccination, we reduce the danger of needing to take other health measures to make sure that we're all safe and not overloading our hospitals. And I look forward to continuing to work with premiers like Premier Ford on delivering a strong healthcare system for the future.
Other health measures. What are other health measures? Oh, I don't know, lockdowns. The fact that they are even using this language, that they have the nerve to use this language again on people that they terrorized for 2 years tells you these people are not done. And this is a psychological operation to test the compliance of the people of Australia and Canada. It is unbelievable. We're going to open up the phone lines in the next segment. The number is 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. I want to hear from people all over the world. Will you put up with this again? Will you allow them to throw you back into lockdown again? And especially if you're in, the United States or Canada, give us a call. And I really want to hear about the public response to this, because I know right now in the state of Queensland already, because they're saying masks are recommended, they're already muzzling up. Establishments are muzzling up. There's actually an article that came out in Canada from Rothenberger. What will you do when the mask mandates return? This is the 12th of November. They're not saying if they return, they're saying when they return, and in the blink of an eye, before I could even do my next post, mask mandates have returned to the county of Essex in Ontario in Canada, making masks mandatory at indoor facilities. These psychopaths are actually trying this out again. They are actually doing this to Australia and Canada. It's unbelievable. And I don't think they'll get away with it. I'll be honest with you. I really don't think they'll get away with it. But the fact is that we still have so many people buying the lie. But I want to address the people that have woken up throughout this process and that realize that this is a global takeover and they want to put a stop to it. See, mass noncompliance is what was required from the beginning. From the beginning, all it ever took was for the people to say no. It is that simple. And that is exactly what it's going to take this time around. But if you are someone who's woken up throughout this process, this is the time to not allow them to put you into a state of fear again. See, I get a lot of people in my Telegram channel and, emailing through the website all the time. And if you're not on there, it's zmedia.com. That's zeeemedia.com. Jump on there. I've also got a channel here on ban.video. And they say to me, I took one injection because I was fooled. Or I took two injections because I couldn't work. What are you going to do when they do it to you again? Because this is the time to take a stand. As you just saw from that footage from the Indonesian health minister right at the start of the show, they want to implement a health pass. They want this to be linked to everything that you do for now. They want to do it now for the next pandemic, which they've already told us is coming. So whether it be an extension of COVID, if they can keep getting away with it, and they all try, they've put way too much into this to just give up on it now. But they, whether it be an extension of COVID or a new concoction, I've mentioned here on this show before, Australia's next five pandemics, that is on zmedia.com. You can view that there. That it talks about not only Australia's pandemics, but the global pandemics that we can expect. And they tell us that we need to be ready by the year 2027 at the latest. So between now and then, and for anyone that's listening and thinks, oh, well, we have 3 years, 4 years, 5 years before they really hit us with that. No, absolutely not. Look at the infrastructure that they're setting up now. They've just announced this morning a trial of the CBDC. They've got several banks, global bank giants, are starting a 12-week digital dollar pilot with the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. All of the steps for the Great Reset are being implemented as we speak. And just earlier in the broadcast, Alex played some footage about the rising cases in RSV, hospitals being overwhelmed. So if you think it's not coming to the United States, you're wrong. They're testing it on us here first before they come to you next. They want you on a lifelong subscription of injections, and the only way out is for people to say no. I've been talking to a lot of strangers lately, and they say to me, how do we stop this? And the answer has always been the same. You need to educate your friends, your family, hammer this home, because the future of humanity depends on people understanding that you are about to walk blind into slavery. That is what this whole system is. It is medical tyranny. It is financial tyranny. It is controlling your movement, controlling your thoughts. This plan goes far beyond COVID, but that is what they're using as the catalyst for everything else that they want to do. And believe you me, this new wave, first of all, it's injection injuries. We know that. We can see the people dropping left, right, and center. But they're using the injection injuries as an excuse for this new wave to then say, oh, our hospitals are so overwhelmed. Oh, our people, you know, we've got worker shortages. We need a health pass to really manage this properly this time. And it's going to be a World Health Organization health pass. We're all going to sign up to the WHO treaty because that's going to help our lives. That's good. Last time it was too disorganized and they did that on purpose. They made it disorganized on purpose, so that people would think, oh, we really do need to sign up to the WHO treaty. We need a one world response so that we can get rid of COVID once and for all. Meanwhile, you are nailing the coffin on your own slavery. That is exactly what's happening right now. The World Health Organization was meeting earlier this month, and they were supposed to be publicizing the outcomes of these meetings. They were supposed to be telling the public what it is that they're coming to an agreement about. Because last time they did this, they tried to make amendments to the international health regulations. The United Kingdom fought back with a lawsuit, and they actually stopped it. We got Stop the Treaty trending on Twitter. So many people around the world got involved. And so this time they're doing it in secret so that you can't raise awareness as to what sort of negotiations they're making about your entire life, your entire medical freedom behind your back. Who is this unelected body? Who asked for them? I really want to hear from callers right on the other side of this break. Phone lines are open so that we can talk about how we're not going to comply and what your thoughts are in your country.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a major announcement that affects every American and our free speech. The ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the deep state, is openly all over international television and U.S. television and the newspapers saying they're going to use the Alex Jones precedent to shut down all conservatives, to all populists, and Kanye West next. The lawyer suing Kanye West for $200+ million for simply talking about the coroner's report that they thought fentanyl probably killed him and that he didn't have any other injuries that would have killed him. That lawyer said, we're doing this off the Alex Jones precedent because the, quote, jury just found in Connecticut that Alex Jones made money by telling lies. So that's how they have this new legal system. It's absolute garbage. And Norm Pattis is one of the top constitutional lawyers in the country. And Norm Pattis, please recap and get into the exclusive information from the filing and why this is so incredibly serious and what they really did.
Yeah, the trial was deeply distressing. There was a default on discovery grounds, and then the certain facts were deemed, quote unquote, established. And the plaintiffs were able to persuade the judge that you, meaning Alex Jones and Free Speech Systems, were responsible for any harm that befell a plaintiff. The law is clear. Plaintiffs are required to prove that the damages they seek are related to the liability they assert. And we're working, as soon as I'm off the air here, I'll finish working on our final draft of a motion for what's called remitter, to reduce the verdict on the grounds that the verdict is unsupported by the evidence and is a result of speculation, passion, and anger, in violation of the defendant's right to due process of law. So both these motions will be filed today. The plaintiffs are expected to file their motion for punitive damages under CUTPA this afternoon. We'll have some reply briefs due to one another next week, hearings in early November, and then argument on November 7th about what the final judgment in this case should be. But from our perspective, Alex Jones, Free Speech Systems, was denied a fair trial, and we want a new trial.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen, we plan on staying on air. That's our plan. And we're already operating in small margins. That's fine. It's like we don't have strategic oil reserves. We have our tank. That's it. That's when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we don't plan on going anywhere. We don't need more money. The crew doesn't demand more money. I'm not demanding more money. Alex Jones doesn't care if he works for the next 20 years and doesn't have to get paid. But if you want InfoWars to stay on air, folks, now is the time to shop at InfoWarsStore.com.
SaveInfoWars.com. SaveInfoWars.com. That's the coordinates for the main resistance. The fight is now, and it's your support that keeps us on air. I want to thank you. Now, please go to SaveInfoWars.com.
Remember that liberal? Remember that liberal Bernie supporter? She had her moment. She snapped, and now she's guilty of assaulting her ex-boyfriend. So no matter the package they come in, good-looking girl or man, whatever, old person, young person, you have to be on a swivel when you're around these people. They are just seconds away from a psychotic break, and if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, it could be your life. It could be your head.
Hey, don't fall for the psyop, brothers. What if it was the best thrill job you've ever had in your life?
What you're seeing is advanced warfare.
The U.S. government is engaged in a large number of secret medical experiments, developing techniques for mind control to create a so-called Manchurian candidate. What is the extent of these brainwashing experiments? How did the CIA become involved in such far-reaching and disturbing research?
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We're taking callers now in the next couple of segments. I really want to hear from people about whether they will comply, what's happening in their state. We've got Brad from PA right now on the line. Brad, hello. You're on the air.
Hi, Maria. Thanks for taking my call, and thanks for everything you're doing. Your conviction, it just comes right through the phone, comes right through the airwaves. And I can't thank you enough for what you're doing and for your people in Australia. I mean, you must be a hero to a lot of people there because you're just standing strong and in spite of all the tyranny. I don't know how you're doing it because here in America, it's scary and you're standing tough and it's worse there, obviously.
But you know what, Brad? Every single time they try to crush people, and this is a fact in history, persecution breeds resilience. And so the more they try to crush us, the more resilient we become. And I'm not put off by it. And I'll tell you what, the Australian people are tough people. But thank you as well, Brad, for standing strong, because every single person that's been able to resist this psychological war is a hero in my eyes. What's happening in your state?
Well, what's happening all over the United States is the same thing. I mean, to your point, they're going to continue. They let us up a little bit after the first set of lockdowns, because they knew the pushback was too great. They knew the resistance was too great, but they're just waiting. And everybody, Alex, you, everybody realizes this. They talk about it, and it's a fact. They're going to come back. They're never going to stop, because they have an agenda, and they're just playing a game, mental, psychological warfare game. And you're right. We just have to resist. We have to stand strong.
You're absolutely right, Brad. See, it's the rope or the boiling frog. You know, just here in Australia, we've got the Victorian elections, one particular state coming up this month, and we can see that they're implementing the steps to control us again after those elections. Very, very similarly, in the United States, everything's relaxed until the midterms. And now, just in time for after the midterms, they're starting to threaten Australia and Canada with mask mandates, lockdowns, this, that, and the other. Do you think it'll fly in your state, Brad? Because did people actually vote for Fetterman?
No. No, it was completely thrown at election, just like Arizona's. Georgia, so many states. What's happening in the United States now happened over in Europe 5-10 years ago. I saw it coming, but it's still unbelievable when it starts happening. And I'm sure you feel the same way. I read your little bio on your website about how, you know, you weren't really into this until it happened to you, and you wake up real quick, just like you're saying. And hopefully more people in the world will wake up and unite, because we cannot allow it. I don't know how we're going to win, but God willing, everybody stick together, and with the help of God, we can withstand this onslaught.
Well, Brad, I've been aware of the coming agenda for many, many years, but like most people, we try to live normal lives. We try to go to work. Education of people was limited to those around me, you know, making my colleagues very uncomfortable, educating them on the New World Order. Now I get to do it to a bit of a bigger audience, but I encourage people to do that. And thank you, Brad. I'm sure you're doing the same with everyone around you. Have conversations with people in the street. Educate people as much as you can. Tell them about InfoWars. Tell them to support this broadcast, because keeping it alive is so important. This is what wakes people up. Thank you, Brad. God bless you. Stephen in Florida, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, good afternoon. Hey, I just wanted to say I try to be consistent. And so whatever these criminals do that think that they're God and run things, it's not going to change me. During this whole fiasco, you know, and I still see this today, because so many people have been brainwashed by this whole situation. And I've told people, this is the biggest psyop in the history of the world, because it's worldwide. I still see so many people here in Florida walking around outside wearing a mask, in their car by themselves, wearing a mask, going in the store, wearing a mask, even after the Alzheimer's-in-chief charge, Biden, said the pandemic's over with. But for me, you know, I use the public transit system here, and, of course, they had their little tyrannical situation. Oh, you have to wear a mask or you can't ride the bus. Well, I refused. I've never taken these shots, and I won't. I have immunity from this whole brainwashing with my immune system that I keep strong, and mainly because Jesus Christ saved me over 43 years ago, and I want to keep my heart right with him and walk with him. And so I would say to anybody out there, especially if you're a Christian, it's like my pastor said, if you're still going along with this after all this time, you're just stupid, because, it's absolutely conclusive from all the evidence, from the masks don't work, the social distancing and the hand sanitizing, that was all a psyop, to the shots that are now killing people in the millions. if you are still going along with this, you're not paying attention or you're living in a fantasy world. So you need to wake up and do as Nancy Reagan said with her anti-drug campaign years ago. Just say no, because if you don't go along with this, they've got no power over you whatsoever.
You're absolutely right, Stephen. What do you think is the key for people to remain strong? I mean, you know, we say just say no, but what happened last time was that most people said yes because the threat to their incomes, the threat to their livelihood, not being able to feed their families. And I know that strong people, and you definitely sound like one of them, were able to resist that and find other ways. And human beings are incredibly resourceful individuals. We are far more capable of suffering, you know, a lot more than we think we are, and prospering through that. But what is it that you think was the key for those who were prepared to lose so much compared to those who crumbled under the pressure? Because a lot of people, and mark my words, a lot of people who say, no, I won't comply, will crumble under the pressure. What do you think the key is, Stephen?
Well, there's four things, okay? Wake up, stand up, speak up, and act up. You need to be informed. You need to know what's going on. Look, my cousin, I tried to tell him and his family, please don't take these shots. His wife called me an uninformed, ignorant a-hole because she's got a medical degree and I don't. So in other words, because I don't have MD after my name or RN, I can't just think for myself. Well, you know what? You can believe that, but you know what? When this thing all pans out, I'm not going to be dying or having ill effects from these shots. And again, here's the thing. I'm not intimidated by people with their virtue signaling. Oh, you're just so horrible. You don't care about other people. No, I do. That's why I'm trying to tell people, don't go along with this because you're going to regret it. And so, you know, stand your ground, get informed, and then as best you can, as polite as you can, try to inform other people. And if they won't hear it, shake the dust off your feet and move on, because somewhere along the way, you know, maybe people have to be touched by tragedy with a loved one dying from this or whatever, and that's unfortunate, but try to reach people, and because eventually people are going to come around when they start, and they're seeing it now. You know, all these people that are dying, these kids especially, they're taking notice. I remember being in a grocery store earlier this year, late last year, near the pharmacy department, and parents were there, and this poor little girl, about 8 years old, they all had masks on, and I knew what was going on, and she was screaming and running away from her parents. And I went up to the father, and I said, are you trying to get your daughter vaccinated? Now, this is when Pfizer had just come out with the 6 to 10 or 11-year-old vaccine. And he said, yeah. And I tried to tell him some of the stuff Alex Jones was sharing about the anti-heart attack medication that was in those vaccines. Shut up! Get away from me! I don't want to hear it! I said to him, sir, okay, but what you're doing is you're cooperating in the murder of your little child. And if that happens, don't say you weren't warned. So that sounds mean, but I'm telling you, I have to take a stand like that because these people, they, for whatever reason, they just don't want to hear it. And I think it's because they're scared. But we got to get past our fear and realize that this is bigger than ourselves. This is affecting everybody.
We've got to go to a break, Stephen, but what you just said is so profound. I want to comment on it right after we come back from the break and we take a few more calls. Powerful, powerful stuff. Thank you so much for calling in, Stephen.
A fight for America's life and the world's life, and a fight for our children, literally, against these satanic forces. I want that to sink in for people and really just understand that history's happening now. You can't wait till later. You've got to be vocal. You've got to pray. You've got to be involved. You've got to be engaged. And you've got to fund this operation. And I guess God loves to keep me hungry, but man, he keeps me right in the red and right in the black. We are right there in the edge of the black. I want to expand, not just stay on air, and I don't want to contract and implode. So please, get great products you already need at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't battle the crowds. Don't burn all that gas. Don't run around trying to buy a bunch of stupid Chinese-made communist products that break before you get them out of the box. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get products that empower your immune system and your stamina and your focus and your clarity. These are all top of the line, very best there are. Biggest sale of the year runs in November, and it'll run similar sales through December, but a lot of the products are going to be sold out. So Black Friday comes early. Biggest sale yet. It'll be the biggest sale of the year. It is the biggest sale of the year. Up to 60% off with promo code 1776 at checkout. Double Patriot points. You need the vitamin C and zinc. 1,100% organic vitamin C with high-quality zinc. And rose hips. That's what Linus Pauling, the Nobel Prize winner, recommended for just supercharging everything. It's the classic Linus Pauling prescription. You've got the InfoWars Life Vitamin D3, highest quality D3 with the calcium for better upload. That is the gold standard for your immune system. An organic multivitamin that is so amazing. Back in stock. X3, all of it. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus. Oh, man. Makes your telomeres last longer. Cleans out your cells. Everybody going into this winter needs to fortify their immune systems. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get great products and know you are changing history. Don't wait. Take the action now. Fight back. Protect yourself. Be healthier and fund the InfoWar. We're almost out of the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coins. The final coin for a long time. It's the fourth coin. We're giving everybody founding member status that gets it as well. A lot of special deals and stuff that come with that. At 1776coin.com or patriotcollectibles.com. Use promo code 1776 and get 25% off on the coin and more. 1776coin.com, 1776coin.com, promo code 1776 on checkout as well.
Cucklight presents Real Stable Genius.
Real Stable Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Ridiculous Prosthetic Breast Teacher.
Mr. Ridiculous Prosthetic Breast Teacher.
Just when you thought the world could not get more ridiculous, you showed up to school with a beard and a bust from a freak show carnival in 1941.
Gather around me.
But they wouldn't put you in a classroom with children and a blade saw, would they? Of course they would.
Look at these!
I'm sure the children will have no problem concentrating with your quadruple D bazoongas bouncing around.
Eyes up here, boys!
And if the parents have a problem with that, you know they'll be called bigots and the show will go on.
Nothing can stop me!
So crack open an ice cold cucklight, Mr. Mother of the Mammoth. Because when it comes to your cans, class dismissed.
You get a double B plus.
Cucklight, InfoWarsStore.com, Austin, Texas.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z from ZMedia.com. That's Z-E-E-E with three E's, Media.com. And we're talking today about mask mandates and potentially vaccine mandates, lockdowns returning to Canada and Australia as a test. For the whole world, we want to hear from some more callers. But before we go on, I just want to comment on what Stephen said before, which was that it was his responsibility to tell people that, hey, you're assisting or potentially responsible for the murder of that child. These are the dangers of this injection. And sometimes you just have to hit people with the hard truth. And the way to do that is to be informed and full of knowledge, which this broadcast does so well. So please support InfoWars. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Continue to support them with whatever you can to keep this important broadcast going. They do such great work in the world. I want to go to Charles in Georgia now. Charles, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you, Maria?
Doing well, Charles. How are you?
Good, good. I've been following you every time you host the InfoWars and your excellent, excellent spirit and vibration is very much needed out here. We love you for your passion.
I appreciate that, Charles.
Absolutely. I have subscribed on your Rumble and Facebook. I encourage everybody out there to do the same and to bookmark your website. It's an excellent website, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Just a side note, my Facebook keeps getting banned. I've been, on 20 times now.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Talk to us about this complying with this nonsense, Charles, mask mandates, lockdowns. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think because from the beginning of time, the major warfare on humanity is maybe 1%, 0.5% physical, escalation to the physical. 99% of it is mental through propaganda, myths, and uneducation of the masses.
Oh, we lost you there, Charles. Oh, there you are.
You got me there. I was saying that 99% of warfare is mental through propaganda, miseducation, uneducation, before it ever gets to that 1% of physical warfare. So what we're doing, people like you and Kelvin App and Hannah Spear in New Zealand, Tommy Robinson and David Icke, Evelyn Ray, so many people around the world are propagating to the best of their ability the true knowledge to understand how to make our way in this world. So truth seekers and humanity in general need to support financially and through word of mouth to really propagate, to let people know where these sources of true knowledge are. Because, again, people cannot walk and make decisions in a half a bit of information or a third or occulted information. So it's paramount. Let me just wrap it up because I know other people want to talk. The pen or conversation or words are always mightier than the sword. You can do more by influencing people's mindset to affect change. So we need to do everything we can to develop our own systems of communication to support with every little dollar we've got people like you and InfoWars and others, because this is where I've been educated. I was telling Alex earlier that I've been listening for 25 years, and I've been more empowered by Alex Jones's show than maybe 50 to 100 other shows I've listened to over the years. And one final thing for the staff there at InfoWars, I've been keeping a text file since December 2015 of all the high points of every single show I listen to every day. So if the staff needs to get a list of that, a copy of that, I'll send it to you. You can take my phone number down, give me a call back anytime, and I'll make that available. But again,
you're a wonderful human, Charles.
More power to you, and we'll support you as we can in every way we can.
Thank you so much for your call, and thank you for being such a committed person to the truth. I really respect that. We'll go to Bill in Oklahoma. I want to talk to a few more people. Bill, you're on the air.
Hi. Good afternoon, Maria. How are you today?
Doing well, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. Let me preface this. Everything I say I'm saying all this from a place of joy. And we talk about a lot about God and the devil and everything. We have to realize that all these things have to come to pass to fulfill biblical prophecy. Jesus in Matthew 24, I suggest everybody reads it. The disciples asked, Jesus, what are the signs on the days when you're going to come back? And Matthew 24 is the direct answer to him, to his disciples, about the signs of the times we are supposed to look for when he comes back. I say that to say this. We also have to remember that in this time in particular, God says he's going to give people over the strong delusion to believe lies because they have so much wickedness in their heart. Sadly to say, we're never going to go, if you believe in biblical prophecies in the Bible, the snowball has already started rolling down the hill till the ultimate judgment, to where the new heaven and new earth in the book of Revelation comes down. We just have to prepare now to understand from this point on, we're going to be persecuted. We're going to be trodden down. We're going to be called all sorts of hateful things, just as Jesus was called. And we could, it's good. I'm not saying that we don't need to fight back and say no to all these mandates and everything. But if you believe in prophecy, it's not, we're past the point in a change. We need to get right with the Lord because the day of reckoning is coming.
You're absolutely right, Bill. And here's the crucial thing. There's a passage in Psalm that talks about God is addressing the heavenly council, and he's saying, how long are you going to let people suffer on earth and injustice happen on the earth? And the thing is that we know what's coming, but it doesn't mean we stop fighting for what's right while we're here. But I absolutely agree with you that we have to prepare our soul, our heart, and our mind. And I think that that is one of the most important takeaways from today. Bill, we thank you so much and God bless you. We'll go to Don in Illinois. I've got about 3 minutes and I want to get through two more callers. Don, are you there?
Sure. Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
Wonderful. Doing well, doing well. Don, talk to me. We've got three minutes for two more callers.
Yep. Okay, so real quick, I live in Chicago. Like Stephen said, I've got people that wear masks in open public, even in their cars with the windows closed. It's a definite sickness, I would say, after everything that we've been through, and people have still not woken up, and especially in the blue states here. The reason why Australia was kind of like the pit point for what's happening is because it's a smaller population. So they were testing it out there. You guys don't have a Second Amendment. That is a big deal. Okay. The reason why they really haven't taken over America right now is because of the Second Amendment. That is the only thing that is saving us right now, even with all the stupidity that's happening. So that's all I got.
Yes, and they are attacking your constitution, Don. You're absolutely right. They're coming after your constitution, and the people must continue to resist. Despite all the masked and muzzled blue states, you need to keep at it. We appreciate your call. Don, I want to finish with Omar in California. Omar, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing, Maria? Hey, I'm a 30-year-old Yemeni, Middle Eastern Yemeni, and I just want to say, I'm Muslim, but I don't hate other religions. I just want to say we got to stay strong through this. God, whoever you believe in is God, you know, just stick to God. Do not give in to whatever they say. You know, I have such a hard time trying to talk to all the Muslims out here. I can't believe they've gave in to all the lies, like even at the mosque. I can't even go to the mosque anymore because they have given in to the lies, and they gave up our whole religion now just basically for COVID, and they believe in anything the government tells them. And you gotta ask them this. When people try to, you know, convince you about something, you just got to tell them, hey, do you trust the government? You know they bombed Iraq. You know they bombed Vietnam. You know they killed millions of people for oil. Do you really trust them? Like, do you think they care about you?
Omar, I'm almost out of time, but I'm so glad that you rang, and I'm sorry, because it's not just mosques. Many churches sold their souls for a piece of silver throughout this entire thing, but it is the Middle Eastern nations and European nations better than anyone understand why the government can't be trusted, because for years they've been corrupting every area of society, and this is why the Europeans and Middle Easterns understood so well during this time. It's been a pleasure and an honor to be with you all today. Thank you for joining me today on today's broadcast. You can find all of my interviews at zmedia.com, zeeemedia.com, or also on band.video. I'll see you all very soon.
Aaron in New Mexico. Go ahead, Aaron.
I'm calling in because I found a free radio app that plays your show. It's downloadable on Google, Android, and Apple stores. It loops the Alex Jones Show 24/7. It's called Simple Radio. It has thousands of radio channels. InfoWars has a channel, so search InfoWars. The Alex Jones Show starts live every day, and it loops the show until the next one when you come on air.
Simple Radio. All right.
Yep. It only plays InfoWars commercials, so go download Simple Radio, find the InfoWars channel, and listen to Alex Jones' show today. Thank you. Thanks, Alex. And God bless Steve Bannon, Owen Schroer, and all the political prisoners in USA DeSantis 2024, baby. Let's go. I was behind Trump, but now I think we should be pushing a new candidate. I've also been thinking InfoWars should hold a little voting poll, DeSantis or Trump, who should we run? Or something to that effect, to get some kind of a message out there that there's a mass of people that want change.
I agree. Make it. That's what I did going out against Trump with the vaccine, is to get him to wake up, or to make it all about DeSantis. We are the grassroots. We've got to pressure Trump and DeSantis and other leaders to do the right thing. Beautiful point. God bless you, Aaron, from New Mexico. Thank you so much for calling us today.
Viene una tormenta.
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. Band.video. .video.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.